Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the San Simeon Community Services District mandatory minimum penalty for effluent violations. And we could propose adding this to consent. Let me take that back. Oh, we have a card. So never mind that consent part. And that means we have to go to this statement.
Okay. This is the time and place for a hearing by the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for consideration of proposed mandatory minimum penalties against the San Simeon Community Services District in San Luis Obispo County. The order of presentation at this hearing will be as follows. 1. Witnesses called by the board staff. 2. Cross-examination of regional board staff witnesses by the discharger. 3. Witnesses called by the discharger. 4. Cross-examination of discharger's witnesses by regional board staff. 5. Representatives of agencies. 6. Other interested persons. 7. Summation or closing statements by the discharger and regional board staff. Board members and staff counsel may ask questions to clarify testimony of a witness at any time. Each person who testifies at this hearing shall begin by stating his or her name and address, unless the address has already been given. All persons who may testify at this hearing, please stand. Even if you don't plan to testify but are involved in this matter, raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony which you will give in this matter is the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Matt Thompson of our staff will make our presentation.
Chairman and members of the board, I'm Matt Thompson, presenting item 4 in your agenda package, consideration of mandatory penalties for the San Simeon Community Services District Wastewater Treatment Plant. The San Simeon Wastewater Treatment Plant serves the small residential and hotel community of San Simeon and the Hearst Castle Visitor Center. They are currently permitted to discharge up to 200,000 gallons per day of secondary treated and disinfected wastewater to the ocean. San Simeon Community Services District contracts operations of the wastewater treatment plant to private companies. Eco Resources of Pleasanton began operating the treatment plant in June 2004. According to monitoring reports submitted by the discharger, they committed 50 effluent violations from March 4, 2004 to December 31, 2004. 33 of those were settleable solids, 16 were total coliform organisms, and 1 was total chlorine residual. The violations are attributed to both operator error and some minor treatment process deficiencies. Monitoring records indicate that discharge quality has improved slightly since a new individual operator began took over the plant in late December 2004. There were only 3 effluent violations in January and none in February. California Water Code Section 13385 now provides mandatory penalties for monitoring reports that are more than 30 days late. The discharger's May 2004 monitoring report was 40 days late. We notified the discharger repeatedly to correct these and other problems with the treatment plant, sent them a notice of violation on September 9th, a letter on October 6th. I inspected the plant on November 12th, sent another notice of violation on November 29th, and I inspected the plant again on December 17th, 2004. Finally, the executive officer issued mandatory penalty complaint on January 26, 2005 in the amount of $144,000. We invited the discharger and other interested parties to submit written comments. The discharger requested a small community exception and that the entire mandatory penalty amount be directed to upgrade the treatment facility. However, San Simeon does not meet the economic criteria for a small community exception. More specifically, their median annual household income is greater than 80% of California's median annual household income. The discharger also proposed a supplemental environmental project to install tertiary treatment facilities, the treatment plant. Caltrans has already installed purple piping near San Simeon, and they would like to use recycled water to irrigate the median of Highway 1. The project is estimated to cost $200,000 or more. The project meets State Board's criteria for supplemental environmental projects. More specifically, it goes above and beyond any rules or regulations, and the project would benefit water quality. In fact, State Board's enforcement policy lists water recycling as a good supplemental environmental project. The Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary also requested that the mandatory penalties be directed to their water quality protection program. However, the installation of tertiary treatment facilities better meets State Board's criteria for supplemental environmental projects. The proposed mandatory penalty order assesses San Simeon Community Services District a mandatory penalty of $144,000. It directs the maximum amount possible, or $79,500, to construction of tertiary treatment facilities. It requires the discharger to submit written proof of payment to a dedicated tertiary treatment facilities construction account by May 25th. It requires them to submit semi-annual reports on the status of the construction project as well as the remaining balance in the tertiary treatment facilities construction account. And lastly, the order stipulates that if the project is not completed within 5 years, they have to submit the entire $79,500 plus interest. It requires the balance of the mandatory penalty of $64,500 to be submitted to State Board by May 25th. We met with representatives of San Simeon Community Services District and Eco Resources on March 7th and presented these order requirements. They have since agreed not to contest these requirements. We have one late finding to add. This is to facilitate recovery of staff costs from State Board in the future. It reads that Regional Board staff spent approximately 28 hours responding to these violations and preparing this order. Accordingly, expended Regional Board staff resources are estimated at $2,100. I recommend adoption of mandatory penalty order number 2005-0032. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have now. Thank you.
Mr. Daniels.
I wanted to pursue a little bit this request by the sanctuary for us to direct the funds to other areas. Wanted to know, sir, what our capabilities are in that regard. I was kind of under the understanding that it was up to the discharger to propose a project, and then we could either accept it or reject it, but we couldn't say, no, you have to spend it here or there. So it was really up to them to propose and us to really accept. Is that the case or not?
Right, and that's really just another reason to reject that. You're right. The supplemental environmental project must be proposed by the discharger. The sanctuary should have proposed this to San Simeon, mm-hmm. and not us.
Mm-hmm. And that in that regard, I would expect that we'd have to have some basis for rejecting it. We couldn't just say, no, we don't want it because we want what they suggest. Is that
right? Assuming that the San Simeon Community Services District proposed both of them and asked us to pick one, I still would believe that installation of tertiary facilities better meets State Board's SEP criteria.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Daniel.
I was happy to hear about more recent data for January, February, Those three violations in January, were they of the same magnitude, roughly, as the prior ones, or were they smaller?
No. They were, all three of them were total coliform, and they were not as, the excursions weren't as great as previous violations.
Okay, not seven or eight times the permitted limit.
Right. Uh-huh. Where the limit would be 240, I think they were, 250 or just...
Oh, I see. Know, okay.
Oh, just a hiccup in the disinfection process.
And do you have any March data? You wouldn't have it yet.
We don't have the monitoring report yet. Talk to the operator. Sounds like there was one coliform violation on March 1st.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're not proposing to fold in the staff costs into the penalty?
This is a mandatory penalty order. We haven't set it up with language that gives us the discretion to add staff costs. We have the ability to recover those staff costs from State Board in the future. So of the $64,500 we send up to State Board, we can recover the $2,100.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Briggs?
We have one other addition to recommend, and this would be on page 5 of the order. After the first paragraph, page 5. And this is actually the same language that we typically have in the orders, and we do, in fact, have it in the order for the next item on your agenda for the City of Pismo Beach. Anyway, it would read at the end of that paragraph, upon request of the discharge of the executive officer may extend any due date if the executive officer determines that the delays are beyond the discharger's reasonable control. And the reason that would apply here is because of the timelines for the tertiary treatment project.
Okay. Question I have for you, Matt, is in looking at the table that's on page 2 of the staff report, I noticed that we sent out a notice of violation around September 7th or 8th or 9th. Did staff have any contact with the district prior to the letter going out? Or what I'm looking for is when they got the letter, was this the first inkling they had that they were having a problem with their treatment? Or were they already on top of it and in the process of trying to come up with a strategy to fix it?
I'm trying to recall if I had spoken with them prior to the letter. I typically will call ahead of a notice of violation. I honestly can't recall if I am in constant communication with a lot of my facilities, but the notice of violation letter might have been the first instance where we notified them that we are aware of violations. This was at the very beginning of the period where they were starting to have problems. And so in answer to your second question is, they obviously were not at a point where they were correcting the problem. This is at the very beginning of that period.
Do you recall at all whether they were aware that there was a problem?
Can I jump in?
Sure.
I have to remember where we get this data.
Right. Well, it's from them. Yeah.
From them.
Well, I understand
so
that.
They're reporting these violations, so
right.
They're obviously aware of the fact that they had the violations.
Actually, this is a little bit unique, Roger. They
oh, you're talking about the district.
Yeah,
they're monitoring.
The monitoring reports were submitted by their contractor, Eco
right.
Resources. There were two problems that I think happened. Eco Resources was not appropriately flagging all the violations. Typically, when they do have an excursion of an effluent limitation, they're required to highlight that within the monitoring report. They did not do that. I found the violations. And so that's one problem. And second, there seemed to be a communication breakdown between the contractor and the community services district they serve.
Which was kind of my concern with Caltrans.
Right.
Making sure who's going to take ultimate responsibility and be on top of things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was to whether the CSD was aware that their operator contractor was having difficulty.
The CSD will argue that they were unaware of the violations until the mandatory penalty complaint was issued in January.
You're kidding. You mean that, well, who does the NOV go to?
The NOV was issued to the operator at the treatment plant. It was copied to the chairman of the community services district. We do not know whether they ever received it.
Okay, but it wasn't returned.
Right. In later notices of violation, the November notice of violation, we sent by certified mail. And we know that they received it.
Okay. All right. Mr. Daniels?
One other question. I noticed from looking at the CSD's letter that this project, they estimate, is taking between 18 and 30 months. So why are we giving them 5 years to do the project? I would think that, if anything, we'd want to encourage, you know, prompt execution. And last time I looked, 5 times 12 is 60, so it's twice their estimated schedule.
Right.
Their estimated maximum schedule.
Right.
Why do we do that?
I think the 18 to 30 months is unrealistically fast.
Well, we always put in here the ability to relax things if things are beyond the district's control.
Sure. And let me tell you, we didn't have the language that Roger just proposed in the originally proposed order. Mm-hmm. And if you know, I'd be willing to tighten up that time frame. Okay. with the language that Roger has proposed.
Well, I would propose that we use the 30-month maximum that they have just to keep their feet to the fire, because, I mean, there's been a violation. We want to have some corrective action, and I would rather see it in 2.5 years other than 5 years, if at all possible.
We can make that change. We do have a card before you deliberate.
All right. Any other board questions at this point in time for staff? Okay. Thank you, Matt. Gordon Hensley is our speaker, sole speaker from the public.
Gordon Hensley, Environment in the Public Interest, the San Francisco Coast Keeper. Chairman Young, Honorable Board, I apologize if my question is what brought us into a full hearing. I really have kind of a question and wanted to make sure that the process was following along on kind of a logical track. The problem that's being reported to you is a serious and chronic problem. It appears as though the fix to this is to go to the tertiary treatment. It is unclear whether the serious and chronic violation has currently been remedied. If the fix is tertiary treatment, then this is probably not a proper SEP, although getting them to tertiary treatment is definitely where we want to go. So that really is the heart of what my question was, and just a reminder that while San Simeon, if you focus on San Simeon, is indeed a small community, they are partnered in this wastewater treatment plant with Hearst Castle, with the state that has upwards of 1 million visitors a year, and certainly we need that plant to be operating at its highest capacity, and they have partners involved in this that can help them. Thank you.
Mr. Hensley, I'm so glad to see that you have taken on this new role in life. And I can just imagine what we might see if the Los Osos CSD, you know, should have any difficulties.
I have a conflict.
Okay. Matt, did you want to respond
yes.
to that? Because I think you might be able to clarify a few
yes,
things.
Yes, I would like to address that. As I stated earlier, the discharge quality has improved since a new operator came on board. I do have concerns that they do not have adequate clarification capacity, and that if the community grows and wastewater flows increase, they could have problems meeting their settable solids numbers and having a reliable disinfection process. I'm going to watch that closely, and if they continue to have violations, I'm prepared to issue a cleanup and abatement order or whatever the executive officer recommends to bring them into compliance. The tertiary treatment facilities are not a compliance project. We only expect them to meet secondary treatment standards. The tertiary treatment is above and beyond any requirement. Therefore, it is a supplemental environmental project.
Okay. Someone may have asked you this already, or maybe you had offered it. Do we have any of their data from January of 05? Has that been reported yet to us?
Yes, and they had, as I stated previously, they had 3 effluent violations in January, all total coliform organisms.
No settleable solids?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Briggs?
So with the addition of the finding regarding the staff costs and the additional language that I mentioned as far as delays, and then changing the timeline to the 30-month timeline that the discharger proposed, I don't know, do we need specific language there? It's not jumping out at me.
We just changed the date from...
That's
page 5 of the order.
Be page 5, paragraph.
The second line on page 5, right?
Correct. Right. Change that to whatever 30 months.
30 months
from now
out.
Is.
Okay. So, if you'll indulge us to figure that out, we will recommend approval of the order with those changes.
Well, okay. And then also the next date in that paragraph would be 30 days after 30 months from today.
Right.
30 months.
Thank you.
Okay. How about a motion?
I would move that motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item number 5.